Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. These last several days, we've been ministering on a message I've entitled, Able Ministers of the New Covenant. And I believe, as I said, I think on that first day that there's been a burden in my heart, and I feel the Lord's concern that every one of His people feel important and significant to God's plan in this hour. You may only say a few words to a person, but that can impact their life. As I've shared, now it's been a number of times now, I mentioned it even this week, I was unsaved. I was living in Ann Arbor, very close to the University of Michigan, and I was in small apartments in this really, really large house, and a girl was there. She was a student, and I know she obviously was a Christian, and she never shared anything about the gospel to me. She saw where I was at that point, I probably was not open, but she sent a Christmas card, and all she put was beside her name, "The King is coming," and I never forgot that. And I don't even know if I understood what it meant, but it really impacted me. It was one of the beginning steps of my becoming spiritually alert and more concerned, finding that the ways of the world were not very satisfying. And so, beloved, I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what you do, even though it seems very small in your eyes, may have eternal consequences. Praise God. And the Lord will help you. We can be sure of that. When we stand before magistrates, what does He say? Don't think about what you're going to say, for in that hour it'll be the Spirit of your Father, the Holy Spirit, speaking through you. Praise God. And so, continuing on now, anyone can ascribe. Well, let's get my tongue in place. Anyone can ascribe to the principles of learning about God and His Son, and of course they can retain that knowledge. They can learn about Jesus and remember what they were told or read about Jesus, but it takes the Holy Spirit, beloved. It takes the anointing of God in our lives to come into that position of spirit and power. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. 1 John 2:27 tells us the anointing you have received of Him remains in you. I'm just going to stop here. I feel the Lord wants to minister to you. For the Lord would say, my beloved, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am your God. I am your Father, says the Lord. And I am with you. I ordained you to be alive at this time, in this season, in the end of times, so you would not only know me, but that you could be used of me. And I have arranged and establish your steps. You are walking in the way that I would have you to go. And it is not for you to know the future, even as it was not for my disciples. My word has given the information that is needed for my children to know living in the end of the age. And I will yet reveal future things. That is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. But I want you to know that I will be with you, and not to count any opportunity too small or too insignificant, because the anointing that you have received of me by being my child will be conveyed to those who are looking for answers, to those who have no way to turn, to those who have no answers, a resolution to the problems of their lives. And you will rejoice because you have not only obeyed me, but you have planted seeds that will bring forth a harvest. So rely on me. Know that I will give you the words to speak. I will give you a boldness that perhaps is unfamiliar to you, but you will know it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is with you. And you shall go forward only and shall rejoice in the works that you shall see your Lord accomplish through you, says the Lord. Praise God. You know, I just have such a sense of our Heavenly Father, how He rejoices, how heaven must rejoice when we step out in faith to do whatever it is. And, you know, it could be something not even involving others. It could be something in our own life. God is moving on you to, I don't know, study a particular passage in the Bible or spend some time with Him. Whatever, it could be your personal life, even just organizing your day to be more time efficient or, you know, energy man. And He will find so much pleasure in your obedience, in listening to Him. He shows us the things we need to do to be happier, to be more fulfilled, to walk in that power, authority, and anointing that He has called us to. So, beloved, be encouraged and just, you know, it says the righteous can be bold as a lion. And so you may not feel like a lion, but the Lion of the tribe of Judah is with you. And so He will give you everything you need. And sometimes it could be just a smile. Listen, haven't you met people that just seem to attract you? And no relationship develops, but there was something about them. Well, beloved, they probably were one of God's kingdom children. And so, beloved, He wants us to replicate, to bear forth fruit for Him. John 14 and 17 tells us that our Heavenly Father sends us another Counselor, the Spirit of Truth, to be with us forever. And if you are saved, you have the Holy Spirit within you. You could not be born again if the Holy Spirit didn't come to take residence within you. And of course, there is the experience of the baptism of the fullness of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. But even if you haven't heard about that or if you haven't experienced it yet, you nonetheless have the Holy Spirit. The world, of course, cannot accept this Counselor, for it neither sees or accepts or knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. Praise God. You know, much of the church world speaks of the Holy Spirit as only the Comforter, which your King James states that word Comforter is one who gives comfort, and that's wonderful. But that should not be our only perspective or view of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, Savior, Jesus is Savior who comforts. He was going to send one like Him, which of course was the Holy Spirit. But He not only comforts us through our trials and problems, but He, the Holy Spirit, who is with us, is not only our Comforter, but He is our Counselor. That is really important to understand. He is our Counselor. Let's look at John 14, and it's verse 16 and 17. I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, what shall we say to all this? That word Comforter, which is in the King James, is translated in other versions as Counselor, and the word Counselor means advisor or lawyer, one who gives advice in law and manages cases for clients in court. So the Holy Spirit reveals or gives advice in the law of God, in the principles of God, in spiritual dynamics, basically the new covenant, and also when we come to the end of ourselves and we don't even know how to pray, the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our counselor, prays for us. And he can pray through us with that gift of tongues. The Holy Spirit, our heavenly counselor, reveals the law of God to us and makes us ministers of that new covenant. What? When the enemy comes in like a flood? Then the Spirit lifts up a standard against him. And so we are aided, we are advised, and our case, so to speak, is managed by the Holy Counselor of God. Remember, before the worlds came into existence, it says the Holy Spirit brooded upon the waters. Romans 8:26 says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We don't know how we ought to pray. That's too many times, isn't it? But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Praise God. And this underlines the importance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, beloved. We cannot minister the new covenant of Spirit and life unless we are really acquainted with the Holy Spirit. And how can we? How can we describe the Holy Spirit which comes into us at the time of our personal Pentecost, just like it did on the disciples on the day of Pentecost, by experiencing the fire of his presence and the evidence of the Holy Spirit taking control of our tongue and speaking in spiritual tongues, a heavenly language? You know, I can tell you what a peach tree looks like on the outside, but only after I have personally experienced eating that peach can I describe to you exactly what it looks like or feels like and tastes like and how it feels to eat it. You know, the refreshing and the surge of energy you can get by eating a peach. Well, that's a pretty mundane and natural example, but that's the truth about walking in unison with the Holy Spirit. He's our teacher, and he loves to teach. He just wants some really good pupils who will really pay attention and follow his leading. Well, beloved, it's been a joy. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying this particular message so much, and I pray you're encouraged and stirred by it as well. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.